Hi, Dimitri. Thanks for calling back in. Happy Tuesday. How's your day starting off?
Yeah, I'm up early this morning. I had to bring my wife to the doctor. That's why
it'd
be a good time for me to talk to you now.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, were you able to speak with your bank?
Yeah. You can go ahead and process that paper. She said 5 minutes. I had to wait until they opened, you know.
Yeah.
Like that, and I spoke to her like that, you know. She told me about, you know, Splash or what have you, you know. I told her, yeah, I paid consent to that. You know,
right.
Yeah, particular about stuff that's finna come out of California somewhere and all that.
That's exactly what I thought was going on there. You just had to speak with them and
let them know
particular
it's okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the bank's go ahead, it looks like that payment is successfully processed. Now, can we reschedule your client interview for 10 o'clock? It's already 20 after the hour right now.
Yeah. You can reschedule. If I pick up the phone, you know, when it's
okay.
You know.
So we'll do that. Yeah, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, you know. I said, just kind of those basic questions like, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, any form of payment that you accept, mission statement if you've got one. And then like I said before, now that the payment is processed, you'll receive a confirmation email with our client support information, the phone number, and the hours of operation on our end. And then, of course, the support email, support@localsplash.com. And as I mentioned before, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You'll also now receive a invoice email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's what we went over before in the voice verification. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, let me know when you receive either the text message or the email, because I did want to walk you did. Yeah, you probably did get it right away. And I'm going to send you also... I'll send you a new calendar invite for the 10 o'clock hour. Not enough time for the automated email to send you the reminder email an hour in advance, since it's already, you know, 20 minutes past the hour. So I'll send you the calendar invite. The calendar invite is, again, just more for your records. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have your username. Again, your username is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers themselves. Then it's going to, of course, have your name and then your actual phone number. And I'm sending that to you now. And did you receive either the text or the email then that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I received...
The text. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom of the email. And then in the body of the email, there's a please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlink. So that goes to where we want it to go, which is actually where the text message goes. Local Splash Terms of Experience, with talking about the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Demetrius, is that what you're looking at there?
Hold on. Let me see. I think it's in the tick. Where is it? Splash packages. Where is it? The packages.
I know our system sends out a couple of things.
What we're looking for is the local splash initial invoice. It says support. It says local / welcome. If you have any questions, and then it says email support.
That's all you've got? There's nothing else?
Yeah, that's all I got. I ain't got nothing on my email.
Okay.
You got my email now?
Yeah, I mean, the emails are generating the text messages. Demetrius Reynolds, Demetrius Reynolds, Reynolds, like Burt Reynolds, 47 at gmail.com. Let me make sure I can generate those emails again, because I did want to walk you through, it's kind of important that we get that done. So let me make sure, I'm going to actually manually resend.
Okay, you're on, let me see. Let me see if you're on my spam.
It sometimes happens, since, you know, we've not corresponded before, but I'm having our system send out, it should have sent out the email again.
No, I ain't got no email.
If you check and refresh again.
Let's see. I ain't got no email. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, all right. Thank you for tuning in. It's on my text message. Okay, now I see it now. All right, let me just thank you for choosing. If you spell my name wrong, you put two I's. It's two I's. You put two I's. It's supposed to be two E's.
You know what?
Two E's. That's why you spelled it wrong on email.
It's correct. Oh, man, I corrected it where it needs to be corrected, but it pulls off of the wrong spot. I fixed it. I fixed it before. I know. I just read it off to you. It's the same as the email address. I fixed it in one place. And then it did an update though on the other place. That's really weird because I was just looking at it. I mean, exactly where I read off the email address is where I was looking at the spelling of your name is correct. Sometimes, and that might have been the problem before. Let me make sure. I mean, it's updated now. And I know we went over that in the other conversation before. So yeah, what needs to happen? Boy, my system is slow today.
I see all the turns and everything.
Well, I have to resend it with the correct spelling of your name. Our system's kind of sending out a bunch of emails right now, but I have to send out the one with the correct spelling of your name. And it's odd that, I mean, I noticed this morning when I turned it on that the system was really slow.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna have it resend it. This time it's gonna have, let me wait and see. I need to let the system pull it up. Okay, now it's got the right spelling of the name. So I'm sending it out to you again.
Okay.
When I opened up your account, everything was already correct. But then when I refreshed it, it defaulted back to the wrong spelling, which was strange. Yeah. And I noticed it was doing that yesterday when I was trying to add, and again, that's one thing that I'm not seeing here, is the LLC. That's really odd because I put the LLC on there. I updated it several times to make sure that the LLC was on there. And then this morning, the LLC is gone again. And also, the space between the D and V, it's got D and V with no spaces in between. I fixed that yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, sometimes it defaults back to the initial setting, and that's what happened today. So I just resend it out to you, and I just re-updated everything with the LLC on there, with the proper spacing of it. But you should be able to pull up the last one, that our system sent out to you. And again, it's the same thing that you were looking at before with the terms and conditions. Only this time, it should have the proper spelling of your name.
Yeah.
It's going to be the most recent one sent, I should say. And it's got the proper spelling of it. But were you able to pull up the one with the proper spelling of your name, D-E-M-E?
No, it hadn't came up yet.
Okay.
I'm still looking at D-I-M-I.
You might have to refresh and look at the new one. But I did see it sent and pulled up on my end.
Yeah.
Luckily it only sent the one local. Well, it's got the, see, that's so odd. Because the very first email that it sent out to you, and I'm kidding you not, the very first email that was sent out 2 seconds before the initial invoice, the very first email sent out was "Welcome to Local Splash," and it's got the right spelling of your name. 2 seconds later, it sends out the initial invoice with the wrong spelling. But yeah, if you look at any one of those emails, it will have corrected it in our system. So,
yeah. All right, now I got it. All right, Local Splash. Now you got, hold on. Splash initial invoice. It's still my name spelled wrong with the invoice.
On the invoice itself? Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Because...
Yeah, it's on my email now, you know, but it's still spelled wrong. My name spelled wrong.
If you click on the link, it should have the correct spelling of your name. But what I'm looking at here has the right spelling on mine.
Here it is. 926, yeah. 925 spelled wrong, 926 spelled right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you spelled it right that time. All right.
I had everything correct. I had your name spelled correctly. I had the business name correct. And then I even had your website copied on there. And, you know, I kind of like the work that you did. You sent in a lot of photos. I know that for the Google Business website. We can promote that website.
Yeah. How long will it take before the process, before it's up and running as far as,
Google tells us to say 7 to 10 business days for Google paid ads. I'll always say 7 to 10 days for Google paid ads, but in my experience, it's 7 days or less. That's 7 to 10 days that they want us to say, that's worst case scenario.
All right.
It only takes us about 3 or 4 or 5 business days usually to create all of those different directories. You're already PIN verified. So the process that you got started helps everything, because I'm not sure how long it took for you to get it done, but you know, we request it right away, that PIN card. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one with you as the owner and with us as managerial access there. But it takes 5 to 10 business days, even at this point. Back when the pandemic first hit, it was 2 to 3 weeks, the PIN verification process. So it's back to what was the norm before the pandemic, which was 5 to 10 business days. So you've already got that process started. We don't have to wait for that. So that's a good thing. Now, we are going to ask during that client interview, which is about half an hour away at this point, for you to add us as managers on that existing listing. Like I said, we just want to use that same listing that you already do have. And then you were able to open up the most recent invoice email, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like I said, on there, there is the link to the written terms and conditions. It says local splash terms of experience, talking about the services on the left side, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Yeah. Is that what you see?
As you already noted how I did my profile, how I did my page myself.
Right.
You already know I'm a reader or what have you, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, I'm going to take it out.
Talking about optimizing your Google Business Profile, which, you know, for the most part, you've already done it. You know, you did a good job with that. It's got the LLC on there as well. You did say it was okay to leave that address, which we will do.
You've even got photos on the Google
Business. We can help you get reviews. You don't have any reviews just yet, but it does have a link to your 14 basically five.
I was trying to get those reviews put on my page, but those reviews, they won't transfer.
They won't transfer. You're exactly right. Yeah. They won't transfer. Yeah. Although they do have the link to those reviews on your Google listing, but they won't list them directly. They will only put Google reviews on there.
Give me a little time. You know, it'll surpass those reviews. You all work out right.
We'll help you get those reviews too. So again, if you are down at the bottom of that terms and conditions, the long line that goes all the way across, above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, it is in your name and your name spelled correctly. We do need you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, either copy and paste or type it in, Demetrius Reynolds. It is case sensitive, and of course appropriate spacing is necessary, so be careful to not copy a space either before and after if you copy and paste it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the longer box below it, the one that says confirm signature. Now that does a few things. Well, in this case, you already do have the PIN card and PIN verified.
Username and password, what do I use?
Okay, so the system is actually thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, so it's asking you to log in. The automated system is asking you to log in because it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. So at this point, it thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. So it's asking you to log in. You don't have to worry about that right now. In fact, if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that your client dashboard is not activated yet. We're going to get that started with the client interview and the information that we'll get from that client interview coming up here in about a half an hour. But like I said, your username is simply your phone number, the numbers only, but including the area code, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, just the numbers, 772-501-6718. Now, in the next day or two, once your client dashboard is activated and there's something for you to track, something in the next few days, you'll officially get texted out and emailed out the username again with the default password. And once you log into your account, you can change that default password as you see fit. But for right now, you're all set and squared away. You don't have to worry about trying to log in. But our client interview is rescheduled then for the 10 o'clock hour. It's probably a call that will get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. Like I said, kind of just those basic questions. Boy, I appreciate your patience. I know that there were some issues there with the bank wanting to make sure that it was okay. And then, of course, with yesterday being a holiday, we weren't able to reach them. But I'm glad everything is set up now to get things going for you. We're pretty excited to get your phone ringing, get that Google business profile that you had already created, get it on that first page, you know. I mean, some people know your name, but more people are going to know it soon enough, right? But right now, all they have to type in are those keywords related to the services that you want to provide, whether it's lawn clearing or land clearing or lawn maintenance or yard restoration, you know. So that's going to help you out. And it's great that you're willing to do the one-time mows for the ones that have gotten out of control. And even if they tell you up front, look, I just need to get this under control so I can take care of it from here. Not everyone does that, but you really are the kind of guy who wants to help people out, right? I mean, you want to provide a quality service at a fair price. Not everybody's going to do the one-time mow, you know, but I'm glad you will. Some people need help, you know. I mean, it's already June, and if they haven't done anything to get that yard in order, it's a little out of control at this point. So you're going to help a lot of people out to restore their yard, and then maybe they'll be able to maintain it themselves. Others, though, are more than happy for you to continue to maintain it. You'll get phone calls, too, for some of the installation jobs that you're willing to do. So I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Our client interview technician should be giving you a follow-up call, I would think, within the next half hour, maybe 45 minutes here. Like I said, it won't be right at 10 o'clock, but it's a one-hour window, and the call does only take about half that time. So pretty excited to get that going. I appreciate your patience. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Demetrius. Mr. Reynolds, you take care. You have a great rest of the day.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.